Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, fitness, and all the above. And if we haven't found you in that state, then that means it's time for you to, this is your wake-up call, and it's time for you to get with the program and start that exercise program, that fitness program, start working on your health, wealth, spirit, and all of the above. What's that saying? This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be thankful in it. Well, I guess today is your day to go ahead and take charge of your life and start doing the things that you need to do. Anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, are you over 40 and looking? Are you looking for a better way to support yourself and support your family? Have you lost a particular means of income that you had, and now you're finding yourself back into the grind, so to speak? And when I say back into the grind, I mean back into the job market. Well, it might be time for you to start approaching that job market with a different mindset, approaching that job market with a better outlook and a better approach to find the work as an older worker out there looking and hunting in this particular market. Jobs. Are there jobs out there? Yes, there are jobs out there. However, you have to market yourself a little better and be a little wiser than you did back in the day. You also need to consider the fact that your age is a gift. You've lived a certain amount of time. You've had a certain amount of experiences. However, even though you've lived a certain amount of time and you have a vast amount of experiences, especially if you're in that over 40 crowd, you also have some disadvantages, and some of those disadvantages are those same things that are advantages for you. And when I say that, I'm talking about the mindset that a lot of people have that are over 40, in their 50s and so on, is that you're worth a certain amount of money. And in some cases, you are worth that amount of money. However, here's the thing. Right now, you're competing with a younger crowd that don't need as much as you do, don't have the same responsibilities, don't have the same goals, also may not have the same focus. However, what they do have is something that you may not have any longer, and that's energy and a desire to do the job. For a lot of these younger workers, they're chomping at the bit for this experience. They're chomping at the bit for this job. They're chomping at the bit to pay off that student loan. However, a lot of older workers are not really chomping at the bit. You're being a little bit more picky in how you look at things, and you're also seeing yourself as being valuable. Well, please understand today and now that the only way that you're valuable is if somebody's willing to hire you. Again, in truth, no one can truly pay you what you're worth. However, you need someone to pay you what you need to pay your bills and to continue with at least a semblance of the lifestyle that you're used to leading. And how are you going to do that if you don't have a job and you don't have a means of support for yourself? A lot of us have worked many years and we've given a lot of our time to the companies, corporations, and the people that we work with, only to find that we are alone. And when I say we're alone, what I'm saying is that even though we gave great service for many years, that service is kind of like the song that one young lady sang, and that was, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" Because you're finding yourself again now without a job. Well, and that sound a little apologetic, as you identify your age and appearance and your attitude as the three perceived challenges, and tend to work against you when you're the older job seeker over 40. While you have to acknowledge that really nothing's against you. And also understand that the laws are, as they say, on your side. However, sometimes the discrimination process or the discriminatory practices that are done by employers aren't that transparent. And even if they do appear to be transparent, even though they attempt to be transparent, they may not be something that you can prove. So you have to deal with the slings and arrows that are coming to you and understand that your employer or future employer is not supposed to discriminate against you based on age, sex, religion, weight. But as a business and as people deal with people, understand that sometimes those things are going to occur. But you need to be above that. You need to look at the three A's, as they say, and use them to your advantage. Because they can impact your hiring and the hiring manager's decision during the interview process and the stages that are a critical part of that process. Whereas you might not be able to alter your age, what you can do, if you pay attention, is you can also take care of the other two, as in the three A's. The three A's are age, attitude, I'm sorry, one is A, and the other one is attitude, or A, attitude, age, and your ambition to do the things along with your appearance. Appearance. Your appearance can offer you a great advantage. If you look sharp and you look smart, then you may be able to reflect that in your dress. But if you're not dressed appropriately, then you're not going to show that. The other thing that's very important, not only about your appearance and your dress, is also your attitude. Attitude, ladies and gentlemen, is everything. Attitude is even more important than your appearance. Most people often disregard their appearance and assume that because they're older, that they don't need to put on the new suit, they don't need to dress the part for it. Actually, you need to probably overdress. The time of the dot-com is over. The time of the casual wear is also probably over. And again, it doesn't matter if you're the best-dressed person in the room. You are trying to send a message. Those other people, guess what? They're already employed and they're already working. They don't really have anything to prove to you in that sense. Don't get yourself disqualified because you failed to dress the part that you needed to dress so that you could get the particular job. One of the other things that's a definite disqualifier for a lot of the older workers is that they talk too much. Answer the questions that are asked of you. Don't throw in a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff. Don't throw in a whole bunch of different stories, things along that nature. Remember, you want to be short and sink and to the point. You don't want to be rude, and you don't want to just say yes and no. You want to answer the question in an intelligent way, displaying your abilities to problem solve and also to communicate with others. However, you also don't want to put your particular interviewer, you don't want him to have to run a gauntlet. You don't want him or her to have to choose what they believe is critical or not critical, and you also definitely don't want to use words that you don't know, which could also set a bad tone for you. Another thing that a lot of people don't understand is that you need to expand your social media skills. You need to expand your social and technology levels because you've got a lot of people that may know computers but may not know them as good as you need to for the individual job in which you're going to be looking into. It is not enough to just have social media accounts. You should learn how to maximize the results of each platform in which you use. And nowadays, there is a plethora of different methods that you can use. I'm going to tell you now, Facebook is definitely a great social media point. However, it is probably not one of the better ones for you to look for a job. You want to look at the social media groups that are actually geared towards jobs. These tools will be very important in your job search, and they will also help you to communicate with a lot of people, communicate with people in your community, colleagues, vocational schools, offer training and different things on that so that you can learn how to use social media a little bit more to your advantage. Get professionally trained and learn how to use some of these things. It's going to be worth it in the end. Remember, too, that if you do have a nest egg that you're using while you're preparing for this job search, that nest egg is going to dwindle. So you need to get as much bang for your buck out of whatever it is that you're going to do. And as you do those things, it will hopefully enhance your skills to do the things you need to do. Also, you need to make sure that your resume matches the job requirements in which you're seeking. You also need to make sure that your resume is up to date. The time of the generic resume is not gone, but it is definitely dying. When you go for a particular job, you need to tailor your resume to meet and reflect the specifics that that particular job or posting is looking for that company. Again, I'm not saying don't put your stuff where you need to put it. I'm not saying don't have it out there on the major websites or the major job search sites. What I am saying, though, is that when you go for an interview or when you get to the point to where you have a particular job that you are passionate about, you need to kind of make that resume speak to your potential employer. So that's going to enhance your ability to possibly get that job. So if you're applying for a job or applying directly to an ad that has been posted, you need to make sure that the words that you are using in your resume correspond with what they are calling for in that ad. Please keep that in mind. Prepare to be tested. Understand that a lot of times nowadays you're going to go through what's called a panel interview. Please also understand that a lot of times they're going to have set questions for you. Now, if they have set questions for you, understand that for the most part, if they are going to be interviewing several candidates, they're going to stick with that script. However, you can change that script somewhat based on your answers. Now, you changing that script can be to your advantage or it can be to your disadvantage. Again, you don't want to step too far off of it, and you want to stay pretty much to the point. The people that are interviewing you, sometimes they don't want to be there. However, they have to be there in order to do this, what they need to do, which is find another candidate. And they're looking for the best candidate possible. Again, you need to make sure that you set it so that they can measure your skills to the appropriate job, and also so that it sets you aside. They're going to be looking at behavioral things and tendencies. You need to keep those in mind. Try not to use the nervous twitch. Try not to do things that are going to show that you're nervous. Be confident and be fluid in what you say. If you do not know the answer to a particular question, tell them that you do not know the particular answer to that question. Do not try to bluff your way through. It is going to destroy your overall credibility as you look for a job. However, being honest is going to help you. You need to try to learn the individual company's culture. And if you can learn the culture before you get there, that is going to help you to understand how they do things. Again, like I said, when you are getting interviewed, basically you're being tested, and it is a live test. I understand that some people aren't good at acting. Don't try to be a good actor. Try to be yourself, but be the respectful you. Be the you that you want other people to see when nobody knows you, when you're the stranger in the room. However, be polite, be courteous, and be concise as you answer the particular questions. Don't assume and don't try to fake it through this test. All right? Remember, a lot of times these people have interviewed a lot of people. The person that is the most to the point and most succinct in the way that they answer their questions is going to get the furthest and get the best out of the particular score. Your employer or future employer wants to find the best quality person as quickly as possible because there's work to be done. And as long as that work isn't done, then that means it's on somebody else's head. Plus that means that in some cases, some of these particular tasks may not be done. Use common sense and be advised that you will always answer in the way that you would to help yourself, but be honest. Giving answers that speak of your accomplishments. When you answer your particular employer's interview questions or the board's questions or the individual's questions, be it in writing or in person, answer the question in a way that shows your abilities and your accomplishments. So, as you interview and you answer a question, try to give your accomplishments on how you've successfully done that particular task or a similar task when you do it. Or if you don't have one, then through your other accomplishments, show how some of the things that you've done are similar to the question that was asked and how you use that to, again, complete the task and do the things that you need to do. Now, again, this is not your chance to go on a storytelling process. Remember, you need to decide on the factors in the job and job hunting process that will aid you. It is also a way for you to show many of your particular talents, but be guarded, and guarded because it is not time, again, for you to go into a long, drawn-out story. Try to stay to the point. Don't get yourself lost in the weeds and then end up sounding like a blundering idiot as you go to do the things that you need to do. Don't set yourself up for disappointment. A positive attitude is just that, a positive attitude. Use a positive and upbeat attitude when you answer the particular questions. Now, I would say that you would follow some of the tonality of the individuals that are answering you questions. But if you're in a panel interview, that's really not going to work. And the reason that that tonality and things like that are not going to work in that is because somebody, if not everybody, in the room, and when I say in the room, I mean of more than one person, is going to catch on that you're trying to mimic the sound patterns or waves of the other person. If someone asks you what your biggest weaknesses are, give what your biggest weakness is. However, do it in a very tactful manner and always lead with strength. Understand that your biggest failure can also be your biggest success, and it could also be your strongest asset. Why? Because now you know, and you could explain to your future employer why you know that that particular mindset, tact, or item is no longer going to be an issue for you because you've already tackled or wrestled that bear to the ground. Those who are great with people may find that they are always looking for a way to please everyone. Don't try to please everyone. Again, answer the questions asked and move forward. Don't look for a popularity contest. Look for a proficiency, ability, and quality quotient in your interview. Speak clearly. Again, dress appropriately. Prepare yourself for the job. Know about the particular company. Learn as much about the job as you can possibly learn. Sometimes just the secretary at a particular institution or place can give you a lot of key information that you can pick up relatively quickly and relatively easily without sounding like a blooming idiot. Let's go back. Technology. Improve your overall knowledge of technology and also your social media skills. Your social media skills nowadays are going to be the things that get you there. Please also understand that nowadays a lot of interviews, at least the preliminary interviews, are done over the phone. Over the phone, you need to convey, again, a point of confidence, a point of ability, and you need to demonstrate that in your answers. And usually there's not an email thing, so your emailing doesn't have to be the greatest. However, that verbal does, and you need to, again, speak clearly and succinctly when you talk to your future employers or the people that they've set up for you to interview through. The strategies for getting a job over 40 aren't really very different from the strategies of getting a job under 40. Again, be on time. dress appropriate. Understand that attitude is very important. Demonstrate your accomplishments and your abilities. Improve your social media knowledge and your technology knowledge to the best of your ability. Research the particular company and, in some cases, the members of the company, especially if they're likely to be in your interview. Know the product, know the service, and have a good idea of what it is that you're getting into. Make sure that any questions that you ask are constructive questions and are going to help to demonstrate your ability to do the job and the fact that you are a forward-thinking individual. Remember, too, that little things matter. First things first. This is a job hunt. Notice I said not a job farming exercise. This is a job hunt. Once you have the job, then you can start your farming. You can start planting your seeds. But until you get this job, until you get that job, you are hunting. Again, social media is a very helpful tool. Also, friends and connections is also a very helpful tool. All right, being members of different networking groups and things like that could also be helpful. And you can also, again, now have friends out there helping on your behalf. Now, keep this in mind, too. The workplace is a very small place. If you treat somebody bad, the chances of that person giving you a reference or giving you a positive review or assistance in your job search is going to be nil. Treat people the way you want to be treated and always do what you need to do. Guard your reputation. Your reputation is precious, and it will also precede you. If you have a bad reputation, that bad reputation is going to get to the interview before you do. That reputation could get you knocked out of the running before you even realize that there was a position open. There's not a lot of things that you can do to yourself that are more damaging to having a bad reputation. And it is critical to know what you do. It's also critical for you to look for ways to get the word out about your particular situation and you're looking for a job. Start to showcase your experiences. Your reputation, again, will always precede you, and make sure it's working for you. There are all types of career tips out there. All I'm going to tell you as far as the ones that I've already, well, I'm not counting the ones that I've already given you, is, again, be yourself. Put your best foot forward, and you'll always come out on top. But make sure that your best foot is just that, your best foot. Once you get a job, that won't keep the job for you. And remember, too, if you're having problems losing jobs, then maybe one of the things that you need to work on, more important than your finding a job skills, are the you skills. Because the one thing that you bring with you and take with you everywhere you go, and you never leave home without it, is you. So if you're having problems with jobs, then maybe you need to look back at you before you go for the next job, so that you don't set yourself up to fail. If you have a vision and the right spirit, you can get this job. However, you have to have the right spirit, you have to have the right desire, and you also need to know that you have a job, and that job needs to be done by you. It is nobody's responsibility but your responsibility. It is nobody's goal but your goal. What I would recommend for some people that are looking for a job is that you get yourself something called an M card. You go on to izigg.com/zsuccess. Again, izigg.com/zsuccess, and get yourself an M card. Set your M card up as a digital business card and use that digital business card to help you to get you a job. First off, it's going to show that you understand technology. When somebody texts your name or your short code to 90210. Three, when they get that digital business card, it's again going to show you in a positive light, and it's going to show that you have some grasp of technology on different levels. The other thing that that's going to do is it's going to take that person's phone number that you just got and automatically make it available for you to create a database that you can follow up on and that you can do other things with. And those other things, again, are things that are going to help you with your job. So even if you don't get the first position, just the fact that you used this technology and used it as a, being a cutting-edge technology may be the thing that makes that person remember you when the next position comes up, or when they find themselves needing another person. They didn't need you for job A, or maybe it wasn't even that they didn't need you for job A. It may be that by the time they got your resume, they already had somebody else. But knowing that you got a certain level of, again, intelligence, abilities, and show forward thinking, along with having a strong or perceived strong grasp of technology, may open up the door for you to get that other job that you didn't even know existed, but you're still in the mind of the interviewer. Why? Because you had something as simple as a cool M card that gave them a copy of your what? Business card. And because they have a copy of your business card and it's in their phone, they're going to remember you as the best candidate for that position, because they don't have anybody else's information and they definitely don't have it readily. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you are 40, 50, or older and you are looking for a job, I hope that these tips that I've given you and this information that I've shared with you has been useful to you. And keep on keeping on. Understand that as long as you stay in the game, you can't lose. But as soon as you leave the field, you've left the game. So don't leave the game. Keep the faith. Keep the spirit. Understand that you carry a wealth of knowledge, and that knowledge needs to be shared. Understand that that wealth of knowledge, along with experience, makes you a great and fantastic asset for any company. Take the attitude that's bad and throw it away. Understand that if you are in a certain position in a certain job, you are not in that job anymore, and you are starting from scratch. Also understand that the devils you know are gone. Why? Because you no longer work there. So now the individuals that you need to deal with are the new people that you need to understand and you need to work with so that you can be successful. Do what you need to do. Keep your soul, keep your faith, and keep your head up. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day. And thank you for listening to Zurian on The Zurian Show. Again, check out our blog, and also please let us know if you have any comments. Thank you.